It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It is the Davey Depot, your host today and always, Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Nate. Before I get into the fact of the day, I figured this would be easier just to say on air than to respond. DR asked, I thought the Heisman was its own thing. Isn't there a Heisman Trust or something? Wouldn't it be up to them, not the NCAA? So, yes, there is the Heisman Trust, DR, but the situation that we had was the Heisman Trust said they were going to do whatever the NCAA said, mm-hmm. and so if the NCAA allows his records to come back, they would reinstate his Heisman. But the Heisman Trust pretty much just attached themselves to whatever the NCAA was going to do. Now, they could reverse course.
It's a horrible idea.
And just kind of do their own thing and say, yeah, you know what, we'll go ahead and give it to him. But they apparently have said they're not going to do that. So they could change it, but as of right now, pretty much they say that they're going to be lockstep. So until the NCAA allows his records to come back and to reinstate that season, it does not look as though he will be getting his Heisman back. But that, I figured that'd be easier for me to say than to type it all out.
They literally took his trophy back, right? Like the physical trophy?
He returned it.
Yeah.
I kind of wish he would have just held on to it and we would have had a legal debate over it to see what happens. But
Didn't he hide it for like a couple years?
I want to say it took him a while before he returned it, but he eventually did.
I think he hid it in like a storage unit in like San Diego or something.
My memory is hazy on that one, I'll be honest.
I'm assuming Reggie Bush has, pretty good resources. Could he not have one made? Like a replica?
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
It is. Who cares? He could make it the exact same thing.
I would.
Put his, picture of him holding it up at the ceremony. I get his point. I just want my trophy back, but, Russell thinks I might be thinking about O.J. Simpson. Maybe I am. I really can't remember. Well, they melted it on pay-per-view, right? Didn't the Goldman family offer a pay-per-view to melt it? But I don't know if it ever actually happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were just going to
I don't remember that.
They were just going to throw it in like a incinerator, but like you could see it.
Mm.
They were just going to melt it down. Anyway, sorry, Dave.
No, you're fine. I'd have to do more research. I don't recall exactly what happened with OJ's trophy. I know Reggie eventually returned his, but I don't know. I've just been burning through my phone battery today. Mm. Anyways, the fact of the
working
day,
hard.
Sea lions can dance to a beat. There are only two mammals on Earth with the proven ability to move their bodies in time with an external beat. Humans, though not all humans, to be fair, and sea lions.
What are you saying? Some of you ain't got no rhythm?
Yeah. Yeah. When researchers at the University of Santa Cruz rescued a stranded sea lion in 2013, they found that she was very smart and she was even able to learn how to dance. Though parents can also keep a rhythm, it was previously thought that only animals capable of complex vocal learning could do this. Notice it said mammals at the beginning, parrots, not a mammal. There's a video of a sea lion. I don't know which, I guess it would be like a aquarium or like a SeaWorld type
mm-hmm.
place.
Yeah.
But they're playing Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah. Crazy?
Crazy, yeah. And the sea lion has a microphone in front of him. And he knows when to pull his head away and then put his head back and move his lips as the music plays. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
I'll find it. I'll tweet that video out here after the depot.
Sea lions.
But anyway, there we have that. Oh, no. My phone. It's just struggling. I don't know. Hopefully we can get through this.
Have you closed out all your apps?
Yeah.
It's not good.
We've only told him his phone was a piece of junk for 3 years now.
His computer's worse.
This is scary.
Yes, scary. Terrifying.
No, it is. If my phone doesn't work, I don't know how I'm going to live my life.
Why didn't you ask somebody for a new phone for your birthday?
I should have.
Yeah, you should have.
I have these things called stores.
I don't know. And I'm about to charge
depending on your service.
How about an update? Could you update it?
Depending on your service.
We're going to get through this, and then we'll go from there.
To that particular brand of store.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they got great deals now.
Some of them have phones in stock.
I'm actually getting
flustered. did you hear?
Banger of the day. We're just going to have to get through this because I don't know what's happening. Banger of the day, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
I've never
Are we the old guys now? Like, is this what happens? I mean, anybody Davey's age and younger?
The panic in his voice. He's like, I just got to get through. Like, what? Like, what are you trying to get through?
It's like
just
his whole family
Depot?
Just got, like, massacred or
That's
something.
What I thought he was reading. Was like, he said, oh, no. And look on his face. I'm like, oh, no. What, some tragedy.
Attack.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, because I mean, this thing goes down. Like I'm trying to think. I've not done a proper job of making sure everything's backed up. Uh-huh. All my bets have been placed, but it's like I don't remember any of my passwords to my books. Mm. Lot to deal with here.
Her, remember that?
I didn't see it,
but you know the premise.
Yeah, yeah. He falls in love with his. Oh, yeah.
His love of his life is dying in front of him, and he's having a meltdown during the Depot.
So you did mention my birthday. I thought it was interesting, worth bringing up. People have been asking. I've not been on many dates lately, but I did realize that I forgot every year on my birthday, my age automatically updates on the app. Mm-hmm. And so for, like, we'll say Hinge, what happens is there's a lot of people that you set your age preference. So, like, I have bumped up to a new class in a way. It's kind of how I look at it.
Or you got bumped out of one class. So, but yeah, you got your.
Possibly, or they could still have me there. It just kind of depends.
Mm-hmm. It's a new pond, potentially.
Yeah, very well.
I'm sure there's some overlap there, but yeah. Maybe somebody was just looking for a 27 year old man.
Kim Jong Un, seen with mystery spot bandage on back of his head. I don't know.
Could be a port, a plug. Probably charge his phone.
There's not much of a story there, but every time I see him in the news, I kind of bring it up just because.
You want to
still,
be the
I'm still
supreme
holding,
leader
I'm
of
I'm still holding out. So, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep an eye on it. I did think this was interesting. So, apparently the Buffalo Bills are threatening to move to Austin.
Austin?
Yeah.
I'd seen Toronto. They want a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not, is it something with the, like, the laws in the state or the county? Like, they don't want to ask the public to pay for it? Or they can't? Feels like Bill, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, Bill's Mafia is so crazy and diehard. And they just leave and go to Austin.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on what the deal is from a financial standpoint and how they would get the funds for the stadium. But apparently, their current deal with Highmark Stadium runs out in 2023. So you could very well be having another situation like we saw in Oakland where it's like, all right, we're not going to give you a new stadium. And so then you saw Mark Davis be like, fine, then we're moving. And Austin was actually a potential destination for the Raiders before they ultimately landed on going to Vegas. So that is just...
That feels weird.
An interesting storyline to kind of keep an eye on.
No way
because
that happens,
would,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care. Like, I had a bad experience with Buffalo Bill fans last year.
Were they mean to you on Twitter?
No, they weren't mean. It was just they were, like, so frustrating because if you remember, the Tennessee game ended up having to be postponed because of COVID, Tennessee versus Buffalo.
I do remember that,
and so some of their fans, I was just like, my God, you people are – you're the worst.
Were they the ones, like, demanding
just,
a forfeit?
Well, you're dumb. You're not backing up your arguments with any claims, and you're just basically shouting into the abyss, which I get is Twitter, but still, it's, I don't know, maybe I'm just in the high-class version of people that have conversations about the NFL on Twitter, but most of their fans definitely did not fall into that category. And so it's like, I get you're passionate, but at least sounds somewhat intelligent, but I was like, nope, I'm asking for too much. So that's the deal with the Bills, and I don't know. Like, I mean, it's a storied franchise. Some of those people, like, again, like, I don't want to speak, but I think it would be some of those people, like, I feel like they deserve for their franchise to have to move. Wow. But a lot of them, no, they should be able to have their team. It's Buffalo. They don't have a whole lot else going on over there.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Davey Hudson hates Buffalo. Mm. Got it.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just saying there's not a lot going on. Like, Green Bay. There's not a lot going on in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
True.
I'm not saying, like, I hate Green Bay or that the Packers should have to move. It's just part of it.
Fair enough. How's your phone?
Not good, Bob. But, you know what? Sometimes we have to face adversity in life and we'll persevere. Getting a bunch of emails coming in. I'm about to turn it off and then turn it back on and we'll see what happens. Thursday, speaking of the NFL, we do get a preseason game.
Is this the depot? Like, you just talking about things that we would normally talk about on the show? I thought the point was to be, you know, not sports, necessarily.
I thought it was just whatever I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
No, not at this point.
Really?
Have you given up on the other thing I wanted to talk about? No, I haven't given up on it. But today, things didn't go as planned. Did you guys see Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Not good for the Colts. Mm-mm. I like how they give the timetable of he's going to be out 5 to 12 weeks.
Big difference.
I mean, that essentially is almost 2 months.
Had to have surgery, right?
Yes.
What was the injury?
They have to remove a bone in his foot.
Wait, what? Which,
yeah.
I know it was a ligament and a bone issue, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And if you remember back to one of the previous Depot's fact of the day, there are more bones in your feet than in any other part of your body. A lot of bones there. So apparently it's a prior injury, and they're having to go back and do surgery. He ended up messing it up in practice. But Coach Frank Reich actually just got back because he was in COVID protocol. So, you know, the Colts, things not looking good there. They currently have Jacob Eason as a quarterback, who I don't believe has a single snap in the NFL.
I don't think so.
They signed Brett Hundley, the former UCLA quarterback, who had a stint with the Packers and then was kind of just a little bit of a journeyman just shopping around. But yeah, the Carson Wentz news, pretty rough if you're a Colts fan. That quarterback position, they just don't have a whole lot going for them there right now.
Colts won't have a quarterback. Texans won't have a quarterback.
The Deshaun Watson stuff still is kind of baffling to me as far as why they're letting him continue to work out. Because usually whenever there's a situation like this.
I mean, he's listed at fourth on the depth chart. They're running him at safety. He's just there so he doesn't get fined $50,000 a day.
I get it, but at the same time, he wouldn't be fined if the NFL put him on like an exempt list.
Right.
But he's not on the list.
But they haven't done that.
Which, in the past, like usually if there's been a sexual assault allegation, they've been pretty quick for a lot of people to put them on like that commissioner's list.
But doesn't it have to do with this only being they're all civil cases?
I
don't think there's been criminal charges yet.
Then that would be the case. Then yeah,
I think that's why.
Criminal versus civil. But for some reason, I thought there were a couple of criminal issues with this. I know it's they'd been multiple women that had ended up suing him, but I did think that someone had gone to the police and that there was a charge criminally, but that entire situation, we're just kind of waiting for it to unfold. But yeah, and then the Jags, apparently, like Trevor Lawrence threw a lot of interceptions yesterday.
Things looking up for the Titans.
Books are definitely filling them repeating as AFC South champs again.
Julio kind of got a little banged up yesterday, didn't he?
He did. Vrabe said it wasn't anything bad.
Vrabel. No, I know who it is. You talk about him like he's your bro or something. Just curious.
I mean, that's what they called him as a player.
He's never been so desperate for the depot to be over so that he can, like, try to fix his phone.
I want to go. I'm about to leave the room and try to figure this out.
No. You got to finish the depot.
It's already 9:15. I'm just stalling at this point.
Sometimes you go to, like, 9:30.
Sometimes.
I thought you said you were going to deal with adversity.
I did. I made it to 9:15.
The only way to fail is to give up, Davey. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have our breaks at the 15-minute mark, the 30 mark, and the 45 mark.
So you're done, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. I made it to the finish line. I might not have sprinted across, but I made it to it.
I feel like we carried you across the finish line.
Doesn't matter how you get there. Like, what's that famous Olympic video of the dad coming in to help his son? And they're like, he's going to be DQ'd. He's like, it doesn't matter. It's just about getting across the finish line. And that's what I did. And
you've definitely been DQ'd in this depot.
And yet you don't see them putting a commercial out there for me of this highlight. So, like, that's an iconic image.
Yeah, of me and Nate and Adam saving your ass.
Dragging you. I don't even think you're still walking.
Fine. Also, that guy tore his hamstring off of the bone. Your phone isn't working properly.
Fine. Add a, what's it called? A teaser. And just play that teaser during other shows like you used to have. It's like, yeah, you don't want to miss this on Three and Out. And it's just me limping across the line. Let's hurry up and send it to break, damn it. I want to go fix the phone.
Hey, can you Google something for me real quick?
Screw it, I'm doing it myself.
I don't think he's going to make it. I've never seen such.
These millennials.
This is incredible.
Fine. Oh my gosh.
Good news. We have regained the lead. The United States, 72. China, 69. Total medals.
Is there any hope of us catching the gold?
We got two more.
Did we?
I don't know in what, but it's updating right now. We went from 22 to 24. We now have 27 silvers.
How many competitions are left?
It's got to be the track and field we're getting.
There's a lot.
So we got track, a lot of track and field stuff.
You want the schedule? I'll give you the schedule.
Yeah,
we're going through Sunday, right? Or Friday? It's like, Friday. It's the weekend, right?
Still got a shot with basketball.
All right, still to come.
Okay.
The women's heptathlon.
What?
Heptathlon.
What's that?
If I'm not mistaken, hept would be seven. Seven events. Is that right? I don't know. I'm not sure. Tonight. Golf. Women's.
Yes, seven.
Men's decathlon. Women's volleyball, quarterfinal.
Usually I say sept for seven. That's why I was confused.
That's, yeah, I know. It's. Let's see here. Javelin. Decathlon. Davey, shut up. Lots of running. That's all I got. Canoe. Oh, the canoe sprint. Those are actually pretty cool. I like those. You ever seen those? Where they stand up on the thing and just go.
They stand up on a canoe.
Yeah.
No, they don't. The canoe sprint?
Isn't that it? Where they're standing up and they're just go.
They're standing up. They're on their knees.
Maybe they are on their knees. There's one though where you're standing. It's like paddleboarding, but they're like going so fast they're throwing a wake. It's awesome.
I don't think they're standing. I think they're on their knees, but all the way up. Yeah.
I think we got a good chance of making the comeback for the gold count.
You do?
Yeah, I'm feeling positive.
We got wrestling.
I think we'll get basketball. I think they figured their problems out.
We got baseball tonight, round two. United States.
Who are we playing? Because we just lost to Japan. I didn't know if it was double elimination.
Dominican.
Oh, that should be.
Oh, and baseball. Wow.
Baseball.
Did we beat Spain in basketball?
We did.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a tight one.
Ricky Rubio for Spain had the game of his life.
And it wasn't enough, was it?
Wasn't enough.
What was this? It was tight, so we didn't cover. I was thinking about betting on that, but I decided against it.
Oh, man, we're set up for success here. We got volleyball. We got – oh, we're good.
Let's see. Yeah, I'd say we're the favorites in volleyball.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
This seems like an American sport, though.
I'm sorry?
Like, it just seems like it'd be a very American sport that we would succeed at compared to other places.
I'll keep that in mind.
A lot of countries are a lot shorter, you know. Some places don't have sand.
Some places don't have sand?
Natural sand.
You don't think for Olympic training they could maybe ship some in there?
It's not natural sand, though.
I mean, so it's fake sand?
Well, I mean, it's real sand, but it's not.
Isn't that what natural is?
It's not naturally occurring and naturally placed sand. There's a difference.
It could be naturally occurring, just not there.
Yeah.
It's an imported resource.
But when you import it, though, trust me, there's a difference between walking and running on sand that is not on the beach.
You catching all that? The sand expertise of Adam Hickman?
Beach sand, I mean, it's the same.
What if they flew in the exact sand that's going to be in the Olympics? Still different?
Maybe they did.
Maybe they, that's my point. Maybe they did.
I'm just saying there's a difference.
Mm. We just took silver in the men's pole vault. Davey, shut up.
Sean, let us know that volleyball was invented in America. So
okay, good.
That going for you.
Good. That was all I had. I just,
oh, okay.
Just like, just, we've got the lead, and we're cutting into that gold lead.
We better stay
from
we better,
China.
We better get it and then stay ahead, because I know late in the Olympics, you know, you got a lot of those team sports ending, which it's still not that many opportunities. They're big events, but you know, it only counts as one. So that's why, like, we need to. So we have to take advantage of the swimming and stuff like that.
Good news. I think I'm gonna be okay.
Man, that's awesome, dude. We were so worried.
And all the stuff people are actually dealing with in this world, and your phone dying, or not even dying, just being weird.
It dropped 40% in 5 seconds. I didn't know what to do with myself. But I persevered.
So it didn't actually die? It was just like...
No, it was dropping so fast, like you just saw like the numbers just go... plummet. It was like the yodeler on
Price is Right.
Yeah. Yodel.
All that for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing. It was a scare. That's why we call it a scare.
But you panicked for nothing. You should have just plugged it in. Should have just moved the mic over there, plugged it in.
But if I had unplugged my computer at the time, it would have died.
Why do you have such power issues? What's going on over there?
Because I forgot to charge everything last night. Except the phone. I charged the phone completely last night. I got my other laptop out. That one's currently sitting at 69%.
Nice. Panicked for nothing.
Sad, really.
Step one, remain calm.
Always remain calm.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because like,
I've came to the conclusion if like the apocalypse does happen, I'm going to be one of the first to go, so there's no point in really preparing.
With that mindset,
I've accepted
probably.
My fate.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why are you going
to
be the first to go?
If everything goes to bleep, like what's the point at that, you know? It's like I'm accustomed to this life. It's kind of like whenever you have someone and there's a divorce, but like the spouse is super rich.
Yeah.
They're going to make the other spouse like accustomed to whatever they've been living with. So like Kelly Clarkson, her husband is getting like over $1 million a year in spousal support.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's been accustomed to that.
Right.
See, it's, so it's like.
Isn't that what Adele's ex-husband did too?
Yeah. He's the real winner here. The amount of money he's getting, it's like you married her when she was a nobody, and she just happened to turn out to be one of the best vocalists ever.
It's like a good recruiter. You got to identify talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Develop it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of how I am sometimes. Like, I'm going through the dating site. It's like, what could your potential be?
Man, you're just like...
So far, I've been a bad evaluator.
What's going on?
Or a bad teacher.
What's going on with the Saints? I got quarterback, and then Marquez Callaway is kind of getting.
What
a lot
are you
of
asking me for?
Headlines.
Like fantasy? What are you asking me? Fantasy advice?
No.
You
worried? I just wanted to.
Why?
Get your take
out of
on...
nowhere, the Saints. What do you? What? No. What?
Well, Davey was doing his thing, and I just happened to see something come across my Twitter, and I seen a blurb the other day about Callaway getting some headlines from some of the beat reporters down there.
He changed
there.
His number to number one.
Yeah.
Said he looks pretty good. He'll be a.
I don't know though. It's going to be Winston or. What's his face? Taysom Hill.
If it's Taysom Hill, it won't be for long.
You don't think so?
I don't.
It's going to be a rough year for the Saints.
You think so?
I think it will be.
Did you know it's Tom Brady's birthday today?
Oh, did he?
Did you not? I think you were on the phone when I told Houston that.
The day after Davies.
44 never looked so good.
It's just creepy.
Yeah, dude. Like, what? I mean, like, okay, sure. Do you, bud.
I mean, he is a handsome dude. He's the greatest football player ever.
Like, if you have that kind of money, plastic surgery is an option.
I don't think he's...
Go find me a picture from 2000 put it next to 2020.
I think he has.
Maybe he just lost some weight.
Buddy, it's plastic. Okay. Like, plastic surgery, he's had the hairline, they've worked on that. Like, they put his draft stuff to up there. You look at it. You should know this. You're the one who's got the man crush on him.
I just strictly follow his on-the-field performances.
You just said he just turned 44. I've never seen 44 look so good.
He's a handsome dude. You can tell that through the helmet.
Yeah, I'm kicking us out of this. I've got the list of players that will speak to the media today, along with Josh Heupel and coordinators.
Okay, good. How many players is it?
A bunch.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell you who it is next. Hour three rolls on. It's a big day as the coaches, not just Josh Heupel, but coordinators are also going to talk to the media and players today. This will be the most interviews you'll have all season from these guys at once. So it'll be cool. Kind of the unofficial start of fall camp. Of course, they'll hit the practice field tomorrow. So you're having Heupel, coordinators, and these players.
All right, lay it on me. Who we got? Who we got? Who we talking to? I think I could probably guess some of the defensive guys.
Fire away. What's the defense?
Alonte Taylor.
No.
What? What? He goes to media days, but he can't talk to the local guys?
Trayvon Flowers. Theo Jackson.
Okay.
Matthew Butler.
Naturally.
Our guy, Paxton Brooks.
Oh, wow.
Number 37.
Tight
end, Jacob Warren.
Local guy.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Austin Pope retiring.
And
having
Riley Locklear.
What? I missed that, too.
Yeah, same day. Both done.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Unless I just picked the completely wrong offensive lineman, but
I don't know.
Pretty sure that's right. Isn't that? I didn't even remember him still being on the team. But, yeah, both guys just done. Just body's not holding up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's more.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Offensive lineman, Cade Mays.
Naturally.
Running back.
Guy.
The running back, y'all. Jabari Small.
Huh. Okay.
And then the headliners.
No wide receivers, really?
No wide receivers. Harrison Bailey.
It's a secret.
Brian Maurer. Hendon Hooker. And Joe Milton. It's a four quarterback race.
Well, it's an open competition. They don't want to show any.
They usually say if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But they don't say if you have four, you don't have one.
All four. I mean, really playing into the open competition theme here. Don't want to give any tips. Don't want to give Bowling Green any tape to study. To cull from the mountains that they're already having to comb through to find where all these guys played and what they look like. Okay. I mean, in a way, isn't it? What's the setup? Are there going to be people in person or is it all Zoom today? Do we know?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you can go in person, and I only say that because I saw a certain media member complaining about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hang on,
rules and regulations.
I may have the email on this
or requests, so to speak.
I thought that was more for the press box during the season.
I'm not sure. I'm just wondering: is it going to be kind of weird if all four quarterbacks got their own table and they're all at this one, and like one guy's just sitting there and doesn't get asked anything?
That's a good question.
Could be a good motivator, I guess.
The only two, Bailey and Milton will be getting all the questions. The other two, I don't really see any need to ask them anything. Maybe ask them.
I don't know. I mean, they've had the chance to talk to Hooker, Bailey, and I mean, I'm just guessing that Joe Milton's going to be the one that attracts the most attention because he's the new guy and we know the least about him.
And he's huge.
Yes. Size is why people interview people.
I mean, the guy looks like a ball player.
Oh, no, I don't disagree. I'm just saying he's the new guy, so I imagine he's going to get the majority of the attention from the local media. And it's just the coordinators, right? And Heupel, no
that's
position
what,
coaches?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. So Heupel at noon, and then they'll be...
Media availabilities are going to be in the north... I think this is for regular practice. North studio of the Neyland Thompson Sports Center.
Okay.
North studio.
A Zoom option will be available for head coach Josh Heupel's press conferences and media availabilities.
But not for the...
Questions will come from only those attending in person.
Huh. Okay. So there's that.
And this isn't for the media day, I don't think. I think this is just like the general policies. Today is the media day.
Right.
Head coach Josh Heupel's press conference is at noon. Defense coordinator Tim Banks, 12:30. Offense coordinator and tight ends coach Alex Gulish at 12:50. Select players from 1:15 to 2 o'clock.
Hmm.
Jimbo on Vol for Life Facebook wants to know if they're going to be doing a fan day.
They're making their kids wear masks in class. I doubt it. I don't know. Maybe they are. But.
Well, I mean, that's... They never announced that. Do you think he does an open practice? Would you? Would you want him to?
No.
You would not want him to?
This year,
nah. Well, I mean, Matt was calling in saying, hey, open it up.
Yeah,
you know,
I would
see
want him to.
You would do one?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be that interested in going, but some people would, and good for them.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, why not?
And if it doesn't, you don't have to go crazy with the, oh, look at how many people showed up. I mean, you could just do it. And like you said, if they want to come, they come and they enjoy it. And if they don't want to go, they don't go. It's not a big deal. Just don't overhype it.
I mean, used to be if you went out to a college campus, it was just kind of open, like a regular person could just walk around, walk into the library, walk into buildings.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's still the case, right? If you have your mask on now?
I mean, I didn't mean that to be a COVID thing. Let's say right before COVID, I feel like that everything had just gotten tighter with you got to have a card to get in different, every more stuff. And
well, I mean, obviously the dorms are.
Yeah. Well, they're always.
But you go to Tennessee on a football Saturday, people cut through the library all day long. Yeah. It's open. Yes, Davey, what are you giggling about?
I'm going to be nice.
What?
No.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What's mean?
I was going to take a cheap shot at somebody, but I decided to be a bigger person and not do it.
You were going to add a person?
I wasn't going to say the name, but everybody would know who I was talking about.
Okay. Well, you're going to be nice.
I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
Nate made the comment about showing up at players' dorms. I'm not going to go there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But you just kind of went there.
I think the comment that you were referring to, a media member talking about on Twitter, was
don't put that on me. That was
media attending availabilities are strongly encouraged to be fully vaccinated.
That was Tennessee's policy,
right?
Mm-hmm. Strongly encouraged.
Yes.
Why do you guys do this? Why do you drag me into this stuff?
Here's a schedule report.
You guys
day
just
slash
drag
media day
me
today.
Into
I read
it.
Those times. Tomorrow, first practice will be at 9:05 a.m.
So, hang on. This is going to be a big deal. Some of those reports, I mean, they only get a couple periods if you're the media, right? Like, you only get 10, 15, 20 minutes. We might be able to have reports by the end of the shows.
Oh, yeah, be big. Segment every day could be the practice report.
The first segment of the third hour every day could be the practice report.
Move some things around or make some cancellations.
I'm just saying, think about it. We get into the season. Hour three gets busy, man. It is busy.
We got gambling picks.
Game picks.
SEC Survivor drawings.
We got the draw. We got the punishments. We just, some things might just.
I'll give you the rest of the schedule. Final segment next. Final segment of the program. So today you got all those people talking with the media. Tomorrow after practice, going to be Josh Heupel. Then Thursday after another 9:05 practice.
He's a morning guy.
Quarterback's coach, Josh Housley. Is that what I'm saying that?
Housley. Mm-hmm.
That's Halsey, like the artist.
And select offensive players.
Okay.
That's Thursday. That'll be a big day. Remember, I'll be asking him how the quarterbacks look after two practices.
Of course.
I'm sure he'll say it's only been two practices.
Well, we just got out here and we're working on it, working like heck.
Friday.
Certainly good.
Practice number 3 at 9:05 again. Media availability is special teams coordinator, outside linebackers coach Mike Eckler.
Can't wait. Can't wait for that. And golly.
Also,
imagine him after 3 straight days of football.
I know. Also, select defensive players and specialists.
Excellent.
Saturday, they are going to practice.
Of course.
It's going to be closed to the media with no media availability.
What? None at all? Not even afterwards?
Not even afterwards.
We can get into this tomorrow, but
wow.
Talking about Josh Heupel, ESPN put together their, I guess you'd call it like an index of, we talk about like, oh, being punter you or wide receiver you.
Mm-hmm.
They put together their list of each position group, and to no one's surprise, Oklahoma is quarterback you, but Josh Heupel made the Mount Rushmore.
It'd be him, Jason White, Bradford. Mayfield, right?
Calgary.
It has to be. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I mean, if Heupel's on there,
He won an Natty.
Jason White's
White won the
Heisman,
right?
Yeah.
Who was the fifth one you had?
Well, there's only 4 on the Mount Rushmore.
I know, but we named 5. Who was the other older player you named? Heupel, White.
I said Bradford. Maybe not Bradford.
Yeah, maybe not Bradford.
Do you remember, Dave?
Number one pick in the draft.
I know.
The options were Baker Mayfield, Jack Mildren. No, I might be going back a ways. I don't know. Josh Heupel and Sam Bradford. But we can get in tomorrow where Tennessee made these.
Well,
lists.
I'm wondering if Kyler and Baker were both transfers. So it's kind of like, yeah, they weren't.
Baker made it.
Oh.
Baker
recency played, bias.
Baker played for multiple years, though. Didn't Kyler only have 1 year as a starter?
Nah, I don't remember. Maybe you're right.
It might have only been
I think he only came
because he transferred from A&M, right?
Yeah. Or was it Arizona?
It was A&M.
No, okay.
It was A&M because Trevor Knight went to A&M. Kyler Murray went to Oklahoma. They traded. Not really a trade, though. That's illegal.
Mildred was the father of the wishbone under offensive coordinator Barry Switzer.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Running guy.
Sure. Right.
I mean, this goes back a ways on
he
some
went
of these.
Natty.
So.
Well, yeah. What were we, though? We got we were somewhere on the D-line U ranking.
So
right? It
would have been.
We're like number 3 for 100.
This isn't good if you're a Tennessee fan. The wide receiver U argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's no more, apparently. We don't even make the top 10 schools that are in consideration for it.
Jeez.
The defensive line, I believe. Yeah, defensive line U. We came in at 9th. And then.
Okay.
Really no point in getting to this tomorrow. We're already on it. Punter U. That was our highest rating. We actually came in at 3rd. On that one.
Nice. Did they do a Mount Rushmore for that?
So, they did not. But
okay.
They said Texas A&M got it, but they did.
Really?
Yeah, but they did just a special teams Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
And so, they took 2 kickers and 2 punters, and kicker U was the Florida State Seminoles, and they had Sebastian Janikowski and your boy Roberto Aguayo.
Best college kicker ever that could not kick an NFL football to save his life.
And then A&M had Shane Leckler, who has been a lifer in the NFL, and Braden Mann, who's been pretty good as well.
Okay.
So we're 3rd in punter U.
Bronze medal. Sure. Excellent.
Hmm. I mean, all the teams are on there. They're just pretty much a blue bloods.
Okay. Hickman, did you see that your women's national team was devastated and gutted after the loss to Canada?
Rightfully so.
At least they weren't saying, like, we gave it our best. We did so well. Mm. They're gutted.
Nah. Wouldn't care less.
Wow.
That bronze medal probably identifies as gold.
Okay. Let's take it easy. Are they going to...
Are they playing for that?
Yeah, they are.
Right now?
Well, they're... I don't know if it's right now, but... Oof.
Did you see Carly Lloyd after the game?
No, but she... No.
Oh, she was out there doing sprints.
Sprints?
Yeah. Alone. Love that girl.
Mm.
Man, if we could just have 11 Carly Lloyd, you'd be locked
Carly
in.
Carly Lloyd's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're so rude.
Who are they playing?
Oh, don't ask me stuff like that. I don't have any idea.
Swedes make the final? It would have been Sweden or Australia. That was.
I've not really been keeping up with the Swedes.
That might be being played today.
It's so bad when they play at 4 in the morning. Usually asleep at 4 in the morning.
So you don't get up to watch Sweden play?
No.
Sad.
That's your team, I thought.
I got a new soccer team. It's the Wyoming soccer team.
Okay.
He is. He was very impressed with the Wyoming soccer team.
Yeah.
You know, their pictures from Media Day.
Right.
And that school and the landscape out there, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh. You've been to Laramie?
I have not, but it's mm-hmm. on the bucket list.
It actually is a very, very beautiful campus. It's amazing.
We're going to – how close is that to Jackson Hole?
A couple hours. It's not too bad.
Well, neighboring towns out there.
It might actually be might be closer to 4. I might be longer than that. A lot of just driving in Wyoming.
Nothing out there.
Just FYI.
Just a lot of driving.
A lot of rolling. It is beautiful, but. And you better stop for gas anytime you see one because you might not get another chance.
The men's gold medal match says it's Saturday at 7:30 a.m. between Brazil and Spain, and the bronze medal match is at 7 a.m. Friday between Mexico and Japan.
That was for men. Men on the soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the women's side, oh, buddy, do I have news for you, Adam.
It's Sweden and the United States, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
No, your girls made it.
The gold medal match is Thursday, August 5th at 10 p.m.,
I might actually watch that.
It's Sweden. It's Canada for gold. Yeah. Sweden beat Australia 1-0.
Wow.
Australia plays the United States Thursday at 4 a.m.
Brutal.
I'm assuming these times have been.
Wait.
Yep, they're Eastern time. So there you go.
Okay, so the bronze medal game is first. You said Thursday 4 a.m.
Yes.
And then it's 10 p.m. Thursday 4. Yes. Okay. Thursday, I was like, man, that would be awful to know who your gold and silver winners are. And then it's like, now we're going trotting out here playing at 4 a.m. for
Let's get the bronze winner out here.
Man, what do you think? What's the effort like in a... You know what I'm saying? Like, if you run a race, you're just running the race. Oh, I finished third. I'll take the bronze.
Yeah.
This is like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know you can't win gold or silver now.
Well, I feel like it's kind of like Tennessee football. It all depends on the expectations going into the tournament.
Weren't we the favorite?
If you're an underdog, playing for bronze is kind of cool. It's like, well, yeah, we had a tough semifinal loss, but no one even expected us to make the final four. Now we're playing for bronze. Let's see if we can win it.
Okay, but now if this team doesn't even medal.
It's like a BCS bowl game between Hawaii and Georgia.
And normally I'd say they'd go out there and give it their best effort for country pride, but.
Yeah, we were the favorite, so we'll probably be kind of hungover. Not in a drinking way, but in a losing way.
A mail-it-in kind of way?
I don't know, yeah. We'll see.
I'm sorry, who do we play?
Australia, United States.
Australia.
4 a.m. Thursday.
Didn't?
Then later that night, Thursday night, 10
p.m. I wonder what it's like to mail it in.
Sweden, Canada.
Go back to about 9:01 and listen to the podcast. It'll ring loud and clear.
I don't know. I think he was more on edge than I've ever heard him before with the phone.
I've never
that
seen
be
terror.
That punishment. Have a bad depot, you don't get your phone back till tomorrow's depot.
Oh, that'd be the worst SEC survivor punishment.
Put it on the board. Oh, yeah. Just for Davey, though.
No,
we're too busy. We got to be on our phones, man.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Your pet is an important part of